The Gemara says in Daf Yilam Beis, Amar Ula, Amar Yochan, Tmidim Shalhutzchil Hatzibur Niftan Tmimim. So what are we talking about? Rashi is Masber that the halacha is in Pechsen Mishisha Tlaim and Mukayim Belishkasa Tlaim. Every day you need to have at least six Tlaim that are Mavukar from Mumin to be right for the Hakrava. And when Rosh comes, Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, they no longer needed all those six Tmidim. They only needed two. So you're always going to have four that are left over. And those are the ones that Gemara is handling over here. What do you do? How do you remove the Kedusha from those Tlaim? Now, the Chari, you could ask that what's the problem? Why don't you just have these Tlaim and the Lishka be Mavaka them, checking for movement, but don't be Maktishim till later? And if you're not Maktishim till later, then there'll be no issue. Why is Gemara assuming the Dabar Pasha that they're already Huktash and now you have to be paid to that Hektash? So the Taryevan in Megillah, Daf Chavtes, asks his Kasha, and he brings a Rai from here that it's Mavur from Rashi. The Rashi holds that you need to have Hektash before Bikr. It can't be Mavaka Behemoth that's Chul, and you have to be Maktish the Behemoth, only then you're able to do Bikr. Or else there wouldn't be any problem over here, the way Rashi learns. So that's a big nidan. He talks about over there, do you need Bikr before Hektish or not? And he says, from here is a raya that you need to have, do you need Hektish before Bikr or not? So he says, from here is a raya that you need to be Maktish it before the Bikr takes place. The Netzib over here in Rami Sada, he is Machil Rai. He says, there's no raya from here, because Lailam could say that you don't need to have Hektish before Bikr, but there's a different problem, a different reason why you have to Maktish it, because if not, it's Chulin Bazar. You can't bring a behemoth of Chulin Bazar, and for that reason, it has to be the Remakdashit. But Lailam, it's not Hilchas Bikr, you could have Bikr before Hektish. Now, these Achrenim, the Turiyavin and the Metzbeisen, I think the reason why they're not Machil like that, it could be, I'll be something that the Shmuel Chaim says in Erechin, in Simon Mem Gimel, this is brought down in the Hagar Spirchas Tzvi and the Turiyavin. Over there in Megillah, the Shmuel Chaim brings a raya from the Mishnah Midas, the Gra on the Mishnah Midas, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. It's Mavur from the Gra that the Lishus Atayim was not in the Azar, it was Bechal. It was in a Makam which was Chulin, Kedeshul Yarbitzu Bazar Glolim. So, if you that, there's no, the Dichay, the Netziv Lechar is not a Dichay because the Taka was not in the Azar. There's no issue of being Machnas Chulin Azar. So, if they needed to be Makdash, Taka was a good raya, they need to have Hektish before the Bikr, or else you could say that they brought it in as Chulin, but the Hagai Sperchus over there brings down from other Achorinim who seem to say that Lishka Satlaim was Bekaidesh, it was not in a Malkum, which is Chulin, and therefore there would be a problem Chulin Bazar, so look at the Shiloh over here, whether it could be Machalik, then it's not would be telling that Shiloh, whether Lishka Satlaim was Bazara or if it was Bechal.